Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Awakening Wave Show. Today is a special day, and I'm going to share that with all of you, all you beautiful souls. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is my 1 year, 1 year anniversary. September 6th marks the 1 year anniversary, and my heart is overflowing with gratitude for each and every one of you. My incredible listeners, subscribers who have joined me on this transformative journey. A huge, huge thank you to BBS Radio for amplifying this cosmic wave, giving me this platform to share the unfolding of my spiritual awakening and growth, and to connect in this sacred space of truth and unity with all of you, my subscribers and listeners. Your support has been the heartbeat of this show, and together we've sparked a revolution of awareness and consciousness. Here's to more evolutionary growth coming forward, deeper awakenings, and soaring to new heights of what is to come. So looking forward to it. So the Awakening Wave Show is a frequency where higher consciousness meets infinite possibility. I'm your host, Robin Lee, and today we're going to dive into the subject of both that both fascinates and empowers, and it is quantum jumping. So now maybe some of you have heard the term before, maybe this is new to you. Either way, today we'll explore how this powerful practice allows us to shift timelines, access alternative versions of ourselves, and literally step into the new realities. But before we dive in, I just want to kind of go back in the timeline of September 2024 on my beginning journey of this radio station. And so this topic here, quantum jumping, is really near and dear because I created this show knowing that didn't know how I was going to do it or what it was about, but I did it. I tapped into the higher version of myself that says, you know what? It's something you've never done before, but let's do it. Let's see what happens. And here we are a year later. And I am so very, very grateful to have had this experience and look forward to what is ahead. So lots of exciting stuff coming in the new year. As we all well know, we are on a journey of infinite possibilities. That is for sure. So back to quantum jumping. At its core, it is based on the idea that reality isn't fixed. Physics tells us that the universe is made of probabilities, infinite potential outcomes existing side by side. Quantum jumping is the art of consciously choosing which version of reality you experience. Now, it's a little new to me. I was just very interested in the topic. Somehow, you know, we get conscious awareness comes to us and things jump out to us. And this actually jumped out to me and I wanted to know more. And I know probably some of you are very familiar with it. Some are not. There are pros and cons to it, but I'm just sharing what I've learned about it. It is for entertainment purposes only. Take what resonates and what doesn't, leave it. So you want to think of quantum jumping like this. Somewhere out there, there's a version of you, me, who already lives the life that we desire. The version of you who is more confident, maybe healthier, maybe younger, maybe abundant, maybe deeply in love, aligned with purpose. So quantum jumping is about bridging the gap and stepping into a parallel self. So briefly, how does it work? Okay, three steps that you want to kind of just keep in mind. And those are, the first one is visualization. Relax, enter a meditative state, and see that alternate self clearly. Some of us refer to this as going within, or just taking your quiet space and being in nature. However you do, you're relaxing and you're visualizing. Everybody does it different. The next step would be connecting. Feel the emotions of living that reality. What do you think that would feel like? What is that experience about? And that's exactly what I did when I started this radio show. I envisioned what it would be like to have a radio show, and I created it. So, pulling it into your energy field. So, that's what you do. You create it by pulling it into your energy field. And then you integrate it. You bring back the insights, the actions, and vibrations into your current life. So it's less about escaping this timeline and more about aligning with the highest version of yourself that already exists and bringing it into your reality. So before we dive into quantum jumping, I have a few agenda points that I would like to share with the new listeners and present subscribers. First, I would like to say good day, good day, good day to all my incredible Awakening Wave listeners. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, sharing this journey, and bringing your energy to this show. Your support is the heartbeat of this movement, and I'm endlessly grateful for the love, the vibes, and the community that we have built together. So let's keep waking up, rising up, and shining bright. So I wanted to share with everyone, I received a email from a listener in regard to a show I did a few weeks ago on neural therapy, I do believe it was. And I guess it really is a thing. And he says to, let's see. Okay, so he was talking about when I mentioned that there was someone that said it has no health benefits, and he said that she was terribly wrong. In addition to the attached PDF which he sent me on Ural therapy, he said to just click on the link, and I'll put that on my show page for anybody that's interested in researching Ural therapy. He said, I bought this particular book way back around 2010. It was a life changer for me. The book is so informative, so life-giving, so much needed. For instance, it shows that by rubbing 8-day OP on your scalp and covering your head with a stocking cap for 24 hours, a few times each month, will keep your scalp hair follicles thriving, preventing baldness. In fact, my former brother-in-law was able to grow back his hair after having gone prematurely bald. So you can he says, so you can drink your first morning midstream pee every day if you choose. So he did share the link, and I'll post that on my show page. But the person that told me that it was not good for us was actually quoting something from Stuart Swerlow. And I haven't dove into this yet to read the material from Stuart because of all the chemicals in the food that we eat and all the stuff that's dropped on us in regard to, the chemtrails that really I don't see a whole lot of them ever anymore. So that's good. Anyway, so I just wanted to share that with everyone. I will put the link in the on the show page, and again, it's called Ural Therapy, and I do believe the book is from 2010. Okay, so on that note, to all the guest submissions, I appreciate all the guest submissions very much so. But here's the thing. Are you ready to share your transformative story and inspire our audience on the Awakening Wave? Subscribing to my show is your first step to securing a guest spot. As a subscriber, you join our passionate community and gain exclusive access to co-create content that resonates with our mission of our spiritual growth, personal transformation, and conscious living. So what I'm saying here is that if you're going to submit a guest submission, please, please, please subscribe to the show and make sure you know the content of what I share with the audience so that we are aligned in regard to the topics that you bring forth. So, your support empowers us to amplify authentic voices that align with the Awakening Wave vision. So, don't wait, subscribe now, and let's ride the wave of awakening together and get you guys on the show if you are truly inspired in regard to the content of the show. All right. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate all the guest submissions. Second of all, a shout out to Nano Ojas, my sponsor for this show. Today, we are celebrating one incredible year of sponsorship and a partnership with nanoojas.net. Their website is www.nanoojas.net. They have an amazing product that I use. It is Nano Ojas. It's also known as Metadico and NanoSoma. And it's some of the enhancing immune and health and longevity things that it does for the person that uses this. It modulates the immune system, reduces inflammation and pain, it improves longevity, reverses aging. But we all know that we can do that on our own. But having this supplement that has been actually endorsed by Q. By the Q-ster, but again, if you don't believe that it's going to work, it's not going to work. So you just can't take it for a month and then call it. All right. You have to feel it. It's just like anything that you connect with. You have to believe in it and not believe it, but know that it's working. So it serves as vitamin D and vitamin C substitute, assists with cardiovascular health, enhances wound healing, rejuvenates the skin, improves energy level, repairs damaged blood vessels, and scar tissues. So, I've had this partnership with Nano Ojas for quite some time, and I am thrilled to announce a special 20% off anniversary sale from September 6th through the 8th. And you can get the 20% off by doing Awakening Wave 20. Okay, Awakening Wave 20. This is our way of saying thank you to our amazing listeners for your unwavering support. Head over to www.nanoojas.net to grab this exclusive deal and experience their fantastic products such as the nose spray, the wellness spray, and the skin spray. I use all three. Not so much the nose spray this summer. I haven't had a whole lot of issues with allergies. So don't miss out. Shop now. Join us in celebrating this milestone. Team Nano Ojas will be joining me on a future show to share their knowledge and insight on this product. So I'm really looking forward to the interview. We are shooting for the 20th of September, but there might be a conflict. I was planning another excursion, and I'll know for sure whether that's the date, but that is what we're putting out there right now. That could change, all right? So again, www.nanoojas.net. They have a learn tab so you can find out all the scientific information of the product, and there's a ton of testimonials there. And you can order the product also at that page on that page, www.nanoojas.net. And then last but not least, the Path to the Heart class with Lucia Nicola Evans, Barbie, or why do I always want to say Barbie? Margie Barbier has ended. The 7 weeks went by fast. It was a great class. I shared my experience on my previous shows. They do have a new class coming up. It is for 12 weeks and it is for women. And the title of it is called Opportunity. I do believe it starts tomorrow night. So go to the webpage, www.lucianicolaevans.com. So if you have not signed up, there is still time to jump aboard. So check it out. She also does more online classes. She does retreats and one-on-one sessions available. Feel free to check out the website. And let's not forget the beautiful retreats that Lucia puts together. I've been on two of them, and I can't say I can't. There's just it's endless the stories I can tell you about my experiences. which I have shared in previous shows. So you, if you want to hear about my Costa Rica trip, you can go to the archives, and I do believe that I have the February of 2025. That was an 11-day experience. It was beautiful, and I shared it with the audience. It was either that one or it was the August of 2024, but they're all in the archives, so check them out. Okay, let's get into the topic of the day, quantum jumping. What is quantum jumping? In the context of connecting with your higher self, or you could say your spirit, it is a spiritual or metaphysical concept rather than a scientific one, although there is scientific information in regard to it. It refers to the idea of consciously shifting your awareness or consciousness to align with a different version of reality or a higher state of being, where you can access the wisdom, potential, or guidance of your higher self. The higher self is often described as the most authentic, enlightened, or spiritually evolved version of yourself, your soul's essence, free from ego or limitations. So, in other words, nothing holds you back. Everything that you in this reality holds you back. In a higher self, you're completely different. Like there's the sky's the limit. So, what I get from this is that by pulling in those limitlessness of the things that you can do into your reality will help you better evolve into that higher frequency spirit being that you are. So, here's the breakdown of the concept. So, the metaphysical framework, quantum jumping, draws loosely from quantum physics, particularly the idea of multiple parallel realities, or some could say the multiverse theory, where infinite versions of reality exist simultaneously. But that could also mean omnipresence, too. So, again, this is just another concept, all right? Take what you will, and what doesn't resonate, don't even worry about it. So, in this context of quantum jumping, it suggests that you can jump to a reality where you are more aligned with your higher self's qualities, such as wisdom, confidence, creativity, or wherever purpose you desire. Excuse me, or whatever purpose you desire. My apologies. So the conscious intention, it involves using meditation or going within. I like to call it going within. You can do visualizations. I've actually done that before. I had a massage when I was in Costa Rica, and I was asking the massage therapist about, how do I know if my pineal gland is blocked? And she goes, well, why do you think it's blocked? And I said, well, sometimes I get visions and sometimes I don't. So she goes, well, we can do a test here. So she named three of the flowers and told me to visualize them. So I did. And then the other visualization was a golden egg. And as I was visualizing the golden egg, now keep in mind that I was in a frequency. I was in Costa Rica, and the frequency that I was in at that time was so much higher than what I experience here in North America frequency. Anyway, the golden egg turned into a lion. And when I told her that, she says, you see a lion? And I said, yes, what does that mean? And she didn't really give me an explanation of what it means. It could mean a lot of different ways. It was not her job to tell me what it means, but that's exactly what I saw. I saw the face of a lion, a fierce lion, and it was really amazing. Like it was so clear. So visualization can be a type of practice to shift your mindset or energy to embody the traits of your higher self. So, the idea is that by focusing on a desired state, for instance, being more fulfilled or successful, you can tune into a reality where that version of you already exists. Not literally jumping, it's not about physically leaping into another dimension, but rather accessing a higher state of consciousness or aligning your thoughts, emotions, and actions with your highest potential. So, the higher self in quantum jumping, I will give you, I'm going to give you a couple of definitions. Let me give you a definition. Okay, so your higher self is considered the eternal, all-knowing aspect of your consciousness that transcends your physical existence. It's the part of you connected to the universal wisdom, intuition, and your ultimate purpose. I also refer to it as your frequency, your energy. So the role of quantum jumping in this practice, you can aim to connect with your higher self, your spirit, to gain clarity, make better decisions, or manifest desired outcomes. By jumping to a reality where you're fully aligned with your higher self, you tap in to its guidance to transform your current life. So when they say jumping, they're actually saying you're really bringing that higher self into your present reality. You know, so say right now I'm not very confident in certain things I do, but if I go into my meditation or going within and I connect with my spirit and I know that my spirit has no limitations and I know that I'm very confident, I bring that into me in my present here and now, and that's who I become. Now, I don't have a problem with confidence. I'm pretty good at that right now. Maybe in my younger years, like my 20s, where I was a bit shy, and just getting out into the big world, you know, not so much in confidence for sure. So the process techniques often involve deep meditation or visualization, and again, or going in, where you imagine meeting or embodying your higher self, your spirit, connecting in a parallel reality. You might visualize yourself living your ideal life or ask your higher self for advice on current challenges, for instance. Okay, so how you can practice it? There's many ways of doing it. First of all, you can set an intention, you can visualize what you're hoping to achieve, you decide what aspect of your life you want to shift. Let it be confidence, abundance, clarity, artistic communication, whatever it may be. And then you go within or you meditate and you can also visualize. Enter into a relaxed state and imagine stepping into a parallel reality where you already are living your higher self, your spirit, who you truly are. Now, there's several ways that you can do this. I like to start with breathing techniques, and I do the box technique where I breathe in for 4 counts, and then I hold for 4 counts, and then I release for 4 counts, and then I hold again for 4 counts. So that's the box breathing technique. You can also do the fire drill, where you breathe in real fast through your nose and out your mouth, and you're expanding your stomach in and out. Okay, I don't know if you heard that or not, but that brings the energy into the body and you get your frequency flowing. So breathing is a very important part of this technique. So you picture the version of you, what they look like, what they feel like, and how they act. So I'm going to give you my example of what I've been doing in regard to quantum jumping. I want to learn how to play the guitar. I want to sing while I play the guitar because I love to sing. And I know that I can sing, that I know that I have sang in another lifetime, past, present, whatever it may be. But I know that I have experienced being a singer and being confident because I love music. I love to sing to the music. And as an older person, I don't do it as much as I used to do when I was younger, but I want to bring that back into me. So, I vision myself playing the guitar and singing. And then I embody the energy. I adopt the emotion, the knowing, the behaviors of this higher self, spirit version. For example, here's another example. If your higher self is confident, start acting with that confidence in your current reality. So, what I will do in my current reality, I will start singing more, and I do actually. When new songs come out, I look at the lyrics on my Spotify and I actually learn the song and sing it because it's fun for me. I love doing that. And so I'm creating that version of myself. Now I want to learn how to play the guitar. I've always wanted to play an instrument. And guitar is the one that is popping out to me. So that is what I am venturing into. So once you take that inspired action of what it is that you want to bring into this reality. You use the insight or the feelings from the practice to make real world changes, aligning your life with the reality you envisioned. Okay. So, is it scientifically valid? All right. So, this is where we get to the boring part. Well, I'm not a big fan of science, never have been. Except when it comes to outer space and stuff like that. That did intrigue me as a child. Go figure, wonder why. So, based on the scientific basics, while quantum jumping borrows terms from quantum physics, like quantum leaps or parallel universe, it's not grounded in empirical science. Quantum mechanics doesn't support the idea of consciously jumping between realities in this way. Psychological benefits, however, the practice can have psychological benefits similar to visualization or positive thinking, or being, in my case, more heart-centered about what it is that I want by helping you, me, reframe our mindset, our heart center. Boost our confidence and clarify our goals. So, say for instance, if you are struggling with self-doubt, that comes up a lot for me sometimes, it's diminishing more and more. And when it does come up, like, okay, why are you feeling that? Where is it coming from? So I process the feeling, and I try to feel it, understand where it's coming from, and then I release it. And then, we always know whenever you have self-doubt, it's coming into the mind and that's mind energy. It's just programs or whatever's happened to you in whatever lifetime that has caused that emotion. So you might meditate and visualize a version of yourself who is confident and su successful. Okay. Your higher self, your spirit. You imagine how this version feels, acts. And yeah, in some cases, thinks, then bring these qualities into your daily life. But again, I don't like to get into the mind energy, so I want to bring these qualities into my heart. I want to feel them. I want to feel how they make me feel or how it feels within. And is it my highest excitement? And is it going to increase my frequency and bring joy and happiness to my present reality? So feeling it for me, not thinking it, but feeling it. So essentially, jumping to a reality where you embody those traits, in short, quantum jumping in relation to your higher self is a spiritual practice aimed at aligning your consciousness with your highest potential. It can be through intention, visualization, and action. It's about becoming the best version of yourself by tapping into the wisdom and energy of your higher self. So I have put together a guided visualization exercise that I want to share with everyone to help you connect with your higher self or your spirit through quantum jumping inspired practices. So this meditation that I'm going to share with you is designed to help you align with the wisdom, the confidence, or clarity of your higher self version or your spiritual version. So you start by finding a quiet space, a comfortable space where you won't be disturbed. And this is how I go about it. Now I call it going within. And this is kind of like a guided visualization. And how you prepare is you're going to either sit down, lie down in a comfortable position, close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And again, I do the box. I inhale deeply through my nose. I do it for 4 seconds and then I hold for 4 seconds and then I exhale slowly for 4 seconds and then I hold it again for 4 seconds. Now you can do it 4 seconds inhaling, 4 seconds holding, and 6 seconds letting out. And you'll do this about 3 to 5 times to relax your mind and your body to get into that quiet space of where you are connecting with your spirit or higher self. So you're going to set the intention, feel a specific quality, goal, or guidance that you want from your higher self. Again, it could be confidence, clarity, communication on a decision, or inner peace, or artistic abilities, whatever it is that your intention is. So once you create a safe space in your heart, some might want to say your mind, I say in my heart, imagine yourself in a peaceful, beautiful place that feels safe and sacred to you. This could be a serene beach, which is my favorite. I love being on the beach. I go to the beach quite often, actually. And it's my place where I ground with the earth and the water and the air and the sun. It's beautiful. And it is my favorite place to connect with my spirit. You can also go into a lush forest, a glowing meadow, or even a cosmic space filled with stars. Picture every detail, all the colors, the sounds, and sensations. Feel yourself grounding into that space, becoming one. For me on the beach, I envision being part of the sand when I'm laying on it and feel the vibration of the earth coming through my body. Completely at ease, open to receive guidance from the universe. This is where you connect with your higher self or your spirit. In this sacred space, visualize a radiant light appearing before you. This represents the gateway to a reality where your higher self exists. Now, I see a lot of colors when I connect, when I go within. Sometimes I see a bright light that looks like the sun. So you see the figure emerging from the light, your higher self, whatever you're envisioning at the time. This is the version of who embodies your fullest potential, wise, confident, joyful, and aligned with your purpose. Notice your higher self looks, feels, and carries themselves. Do they smile at you? Do they radiate a specific energy? Calm, powerful, loving? So take a moment and connect with their presence. Right now, I don't know if you guys are hearing that, but there's a bird right outside of my beautiful homestead here, and it's talking to somebody or something. Anyway, the next step, engage with your higher self. Approach your higher self and ask a question or share your intention. For example, what do I need to know to live more authentically? How can I embody more confidence in my daily life? What steps should I take to align my purpose? Listen quietly for the response. It might come as words, it might come as a feeling. Possibly an image or just a sudden knowing. Trust whatever comes up. Feel it. If you'd like, imagine your higher self sharing a gift with you, like a symbol or an energy. Maybe you're feeling a frequency, or vibration in your hands or feet. I feel that quite often. Or object that represents the quality or guidance you seek. Now, they gave an example of a glowing orb. I'm not too sure about orbs. I hear lots of things about orbs, of confidence or a key to clarity. Now, depending what your beliefs or what you know about orbs, that's up to you if you want to visualize something like that. Anyway, quantum jump to embody your higher self. Okay, so this is where you connect. Now visualize yourself stepping into or merging with your higher self, your spirit. Feel it. Feel their energy flowing into you, your confidence, your wisdom, or peace becoming a part of you. You'll definitely feel it if you're connecting, for sure. I have done it many times. It's not always easy. You really, really have to be in that relaxed state. Imagine yourself in a reality where you already embody these qualities. Picture yourself moving through your day with this energy. How do you act? How do you speak? How do others respond to you? Anchor this feeling in your body. Notice how it feels to carry this energy, perhaps lighter, stronger, or maybe you're feeling more centered. For me, when I connect like that, my frequency goes up. I'm like just having a fun day and everything is just fun. It just gets, you're just like floating. So thank your higher self for their guidance and presence. If you receive a gift or a symbol, imagine breaking it back or imagine bringing it back with you. Okay. If it's a symbol, like for instance, when I meditated and I saw the golden egg, maybe you might see something like that and you bring it back into your present reality. So slowly walk back through the light or bring yourself back within to your present moment, returning to your sacred space. Feel yourself grounded in your body, carrying the energy and insight of your spirit and again, higher self. Take a few more deep breaths. Wiggle your fingers and toes and gently open your eyes when you are ready. I usually like to do a couple more deep breaths and then I just lay there and I look up at the sky wherever I may be and I just float and just feel the moment. After you are finished with going within or meditating, a good practice would be to journal any type of insights, feelings, or messages that you might have received while doing the experience. Writing them down can help solidify the experience. Take one small action inspired by your higher self's energy. For example, if you connected with bringing in confidence, try speaking up in a situation where you'd normally hold back in any type of experiences that you may have going forward. Revisit this practice whenever you need guidance, or want to align with your higher self. So, whatever you experience, whatever it is that you wanted to bring into this present reality, and we'll go back to what I want to do with learning to play the guitar and singing. So, what I will do in this present reality is I will continue singing and reading the lyrics to songs and singing along with them and catching the tune like I used to do. I used to memorize songs all the time, and when the song would come on the radio, I could sing exactly like whoever it was that was singing the song. So I will experience that in my upcoming days and hopefully become really good at singing, and then I can sing on the radio, right? You guys know, I think you've heard me sing. I think I did that song for Q, you know, how did it go? Q-ster, hold back your bow and let your love flow straight to my spirit's heart for me. Whoa, Q-ster, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my spirit's heart for me. All right, we'll do that in a couple of weeks and let's see if we've progressed, right? Okay, so experience the life of your dreams through the following techniques that I'm also going to share. Like, discover incredible business opportunities. Find the home of your dreams. This could also be manifesting, okay? So if you're not into quantum jumping and manifesting, that to me, they're kind of the same. You could do both, but I kind of like the quantum jumping, and because I really connect and I like the aspect of bringing in a version of yourself into this reality and actually putting it into action on a daily basis. So this very radio show that I created because I jumped into a reality and visioned myself doing a podcast. So here I am 1 year later and I've actually done it. So that's a perfect example for me. It's always been something that I wanted to experience. And when I called BBS Radio to see what creating a radio station involves, and the next thing you know, the Awakening Wave show was created with a little help from my friend Sean in regard to choosing a name for the show. Now, I did an interview with Esoteric Atlanta on YouTube. I did some short reels on YouTube. I've also did Gnostic TVs and did, I think I did four visual shows with them. So I was actually dabbling into it prior to doing the radio show, but I found that doing the radio show was so much easier and less work, and you didn't have to worry about censoring like I did on the other stations. Nothing against that, but it just wasn't my highest excitement. So, I didn't do it. And sometimes I do that. I'll create something, and if it doesn't continue to excite me, I'm done. I'm putting it aside, and I'm not embarrassed about it. And I'm not going to say that I can't do it. It's just not my highest excitement, so I will not continue. Like if I decided today that I don't want to do the Awakening Wave show anymore because I've outgrown it and there's something new that I want to bring into my reality, I will do it and I won't feel guilty about it. I know that I had the experience and I did it, and yay, chuck up another what do they call it? Your to-do list. Anyway, so when you jump into quantum jumping, the exact process that can be used, say for beginners, it is a skill, okay? And it requires practice. You can't just jump into it and it's going to work. It requires practice. So you're gonna have to do a couple sessions, try to connect to spirit if you're not used to going within. So some people may experience immediate shifts and some may have to work at it. And I've had to work at a few times myself. So, for instance, a vast ocean experiencing one wave of, say, for instance, a current reality. So, I guess picture it like a wave coming in, okay? And that is a wave of current reality. So, particles just don't move smoothly from one place to another. They actually jump or leap. They can exist in multiple places simultaneously until they are observed. Our consciousness works in a very similar way. Those quantum particles, your consciousness is not limited to one fixed position in reality. Through quantum jumping, you are essentially becoming the observer who decides which reality wave you want to collapse into. Now, when you're quantum jumping, you're not physically teleporting anywhere. Instead, you're shifting your consciousness to align with a parallel version of reality where different possibilities exist. For example, changing the channel on the radio or TV. Instead of changing the channel, you are tuning into different frequencies of reality. The key to changing this reality is energy. As we all know, everything in our universe is energy vibrating at different frequencies, and that is a fact. Because we go through those ups and downs and those dips, and it happens, especially the more energies that are coming into the earth. We're feeling them every day. So, your thoughts, your emotions, your very consciousness is all energy. When you quantum jump, you are shifting your energy frequency to match the reality you want to experience. There is a version of me or you who is already achieving the art of singing, for me, of singing or playing the guitar. So through quantum jumping, I am aligning my consciousness with this version of that reality. All right, so that is my version of quantum jumping in regard to what it is that I want to bring into my reality. So every time you make a decision or choose one path over another, you're actually selecting between parallel realities. So, what makes quantum jumping different from simple visualization or manifestation? It's releasing your attachment from your current reality, allowing your consciousness to make the quantum leap. So it's simply doing this consciously and doing it with clear intentions and understanding the process. They are no longer restricted now to Marvel movies. For instance, we see a lot of TV movies that shows the Marvels where they have all these different powers. We have all of that and we can tap into that at any time. Again, it's just connecting. We are all living a multiverse in a multiverse. That is a fact. So think about a decision that you make today, like what, for instance, you had for breakfast, or what to wear, or take a different route to work according to different interpretations of quantum physics. These choices actually created a split in reality where both possibilities occurred in one reality. You wore a blue dress. In another reality, you wore a red dress. Both realities now exist simultaneously. This isn't just happening in our conscious decisions. Every quantum particle in the universe exists in multiple states until it is observed. When scientists look at particles at the quantum level, they found particles can exist in multiple places at once, called superposition. Only when observed do they collapse into a single position. We are made of multi-particles, therefore we exist in multi-states. Multiple realities are consciousness acts. As the observer, collapsing these quantum possibilities into our experience reality. They are only separated by frequency, just like our TVs, our radios, etc. Our consciousness can tune into different reality frequencies. This is why quantum jumping is possible. We are not traveling through space. We are not shifting our consciousness to tune into a different reality frequency that already exists. Let me rephrase that. We are shifting our consciousness to tune into a different reality frequency that already exists. So every possible version of you or me already exists on different frequencies, and we can tune into them at any time. See them in your imagination and move your consciousness into those realities. So when you understand this, you realize that manifesting your desires isn't about creating something new. It's about tuning into the frequency where the reality already exists. Quantum jumping, a metaphysical idea of jumping to a desired alternate reality or version of yourself through visualization or intention or meditation focused on manifesting the change in your present reality. So, being in the here and now can be a mindfulness practice of fully focusing on the present moment, or it could be a heartfelt, accepting it without judgment to find peace and clarity. The key difference is quantum jumping is future alternate reality oriented, aiming to shift reality. Being in the here and now is present oriented, embracing the current moment. Quantum jumping uses visualizations for transformation, mindfulness uses awareness for acceptance. Mindfulness uses awareness for acceptance. So, to close out the show on the topic of quantum jumping, today we explored, yes, we explored quantum jumping, a fascinating concept where you visualize and shift into a desired reality or version of yourself, inspired by the idea of infinite parallel universes. Unlike mindfulness, which grounds us in present moment, quantum jumping is about intentionally aligning with a new reality through focus attention, intention while meditating or going within. Whether you're seeking transformation or a fresh perspective on bringing in some type of say communication, confidence into your reality of the present here and now. Quantum jumping invites you to tap into your potential and manifest the life you envision. So thanks for joining us on this journey of the Awakening Wave Show. Stay curious and keep exploring, please. And go and connect. Bring in those higher selves of reality, the true you. Bring it into your reality of the here and now. Find something that it is that you are passionate about or that you want to create in your present reality and make it happen because you can. So that's a wrap for today's Awakening Wave Show. Just getting another sip of water on quantum jumping. I want to send out a huge thanks to all of our amazing listeners that have been with me throughout this journey, my anniversary year, 1 year on the radio station. And thank you for tuning in and exploring all of this transformative concepts with me. And there's so many. It's been such a great journey. And I love all you guys, and I hope you keep joining me on this show. And we're going to keep it going. We'll see what the new year brings. I may shut it down and move on to something different. I might put all of my inspirations and my energy into the PRQ Homesteading Expanded. I may just go one show. Who knows? Wherever my highest excitement leads me to, that is where I will go. So, big shout out to BBS Radio for hosting the Awakening Wave Show and guiding us. And I wish everyone a beautiful, vibrant, high frequency September Saturday. Keep shining and see you next time on the 20th of September. But please remember the PRQ Homesteading Expanded, and that is on the same day of the Awakening Wave Show. At 12 o'clock PST time, which is, I do believe, Central, and then 1 o'clock Eastern time. So, my co-pilot Shane and I, we're bringing more homesteading information on how to do the homestead process and much, much more. And that is why it's called PRQ Homesteading Expanded. All right, beautiful day to everyone. Love you so much. And thank you for joining the Awakening Wave Show.